And I'd like to welcome the people from the Department of Energy to New Hampshire. It's a beautiful place, and we don't want to destroy it. Can you hear me now? Okay. Jeez. Where was that? Can you hear me now? I don't know. Over here? Okay. Ignore these. First of all, my comments will primarily be focusing on the proposed alternate route through Chichester and Pembroke across Plazaway Hill and Garvin Hill. Although I would point out that on Saturday at the town meeting in Pembroke, the citizens of Pembroke voted to oppose the overall Northern Pass project. So that needs to be taken into consideration as well. And in respect to all of these matters, this is what we're asking the Department of Energy to consider, to study in their impact statement. First of all, there's been a lot said about the tax benefits that every town is going to realize, and Northern Pass puts forth an estimate of roughly $2.5 million a mile as what will be the tax basis for their improvements. I'd like to suggest that there's a myth to this statement in that, first of all, Northern Pass can ask for tax abatements and thereby reduce their taxes. However, in addition, the Department of Energy should look at the impacts on all other properties, because not only will there be a few poles and a few wires to tax, but the properties that are impacted, those that are taken for right-of-way, will have the value of their property diminished. That'll be a reduction in tax and property values. Adjacent land will be impacted. The view tax in Chichester and Pembroke, there's a significant view tax, will be impacted. So it is not simply a $2.5 million a mile benefit. And I suggest that as you look at the properties being impacted, you'll realize that it's actually a negative impact on the various communities involved. These factors will eliminate the tax benefits. Going over the hills of Plazaway and Garvin Hill will impact a lot of culturally and historically significant properties. I won't go into the list now. We will be submitting written comments that will give you detail behind all of this. However, one of them is the Humphrey Homestead and Gardens. And in the submission that I've given you at your desk, you will find some pictures that demonstrate the views that are involved. 1 minute left. The views that are involved, and I'd ask you to please take a look at those, as well as the properties in the gardens. Which brings us to the view shed. This line, if taken through that area, will impact the views substantially and reduce the taxes collected by Chichester and Pembroke in their view tax. There are conservation easements across the face of Plazaway and Garvin Hill, and those conservation easements are there to protect that property. There's also additional conservation easements under consideration. Those are very important to take into consideration. The layout of a 150-foot wide scar across Plazaway and Garvin Hill is going to destroy the impact and effectiveness of these conservation easements, not to mention the views from them and the views of them. There are Native American artifacts involved, including the camp of Chief Plazaway, right in the path of the right-of-way. I would ask Northern Pass to please listen to the people of New Hampshire. The people of New Hampshire have a lot to say here. Please work with them. Hear their voices. The Chichester and Pembroke route is the wrong place to put this. Existing rights of way in Vermont would be the answer to all of the North problems and the problems in Concord. And I would ask you to bury the lines around Concord Airport where necessary to obtain FAA clearance. If I have a chance, I will make a few more comments later. Thank you.